Whatever truth these two people embody, and again I stress that it is the truth that I most respect in any that I have found in human beings so far, they also have something else which I respect but cannot share, an unawareness of their importance. They are in some way symbolic beings, and part of their importance to me is that they don't quite know how important they are, what they stand for, what they're doing, what they are custodians of. Nor, it seems, are they aware, but who am I, or who is anyone to say, are they aware of the actual facts of their ordeal, of the conditions in which one is expected to undergo one's life. And in this, to this extent, I can share it, like all of us must, but mostly we are unaware of the stages of the ordeal. We are born, we grow up, we mature, we love, we reproduce, we fight, we die. Always dying is the end of the experiment. And we must put this knowledge away from us, postpone it, if we are to live in a way which is not intolerable. Except for certain moments when the process in which we are involved presents itself to us directly, exactly as what it is, and we surprise ourselves as what we are. And this kind of sacramental moment has led me on many occasions to be more aware of what is going on and to, of course, write poems about reality as caught in these nodal points. And I'm going to read a few short poems of this kind. The first is called Chrysalides. It concerns that curious moment. It was my first, as I remember, my first personal contact with the opponent, the process, the ordeal, whatever one wishes to call it. At a point after finishing high school, or the equivalent of high school as it was in Ireland, secondary, one has finished basic education, one hasn't quite begun to live, one hasn't begun to earn one's keep, one is not quite grown up, one is no longer a child. It is a curious intermediate pause in life, characterized by a sort of lumpishness, a hesitancy. And in the image of the title of the poem, Chrysalides, I see it as the final stage of the growth of the personality. We are in the chrysalis stage at this point, just before the chrysalis breaks open to reveal the final state of the personality. Our last free summer, we mooned about at odd hours, pedaling slowly through country towns, stopping to eat chocolate and fruit, tracing our vagaries on the map. At night, we watched in the barn to the lurch of melodeon music, the crunching boots of countrymen, huge and weightless as their shadows, twirling and leaping over the yellow concrete. Sleeping too little or too much, we awoke at noon and were received with womanly mockery into the kitchen, like calves poking our faces in with enormous hunger. Daily we strapped our saddlebags and went to experience a tolerance we shall never know again, confusing for the last time, for example, the licit and the familiar. Our instincts blurred with change, a strange wakefulness sapped our energies and dulled our slow-beating hearts to the extremes of feeling, insensitive alike to the unique succession of our youthful midnights, when by a window ablaze softly with a virgin moon, dry scones and jugs of milk awaited us in the dark, or to lasting horror, a wedding flight of ants spawning to its death, a mute perspiration glistening like drops of copper agonized in our path.